Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Kathy Kay, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, November 25th. We are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 19, the second full paragraph. Today's readers are Laura R., reading the 12 steps, Naomi B., reading the 12 traditions, and reading the texts are Sherry M., Jody E., and Robin P. Sorry about that. The reference numbers for yesterday, Tuesday, November 24th, East Coast time, is 15,841. And for this morning's 10 a.m. meeting, this morning's 7 a.m. East Coast meeting, the number is 15,850 or 15,158,50. Our newcomer greeter today is Christina L., and announcements will be given by Leslie M. and Elaine B. is recording the meeting for us. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition, states, each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Laura R. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Kathy. This is Laura R., grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Laura R., for your service. And Naomi B., would you please read our 12 traditions of OA?
Thanks, Kathy. Good morning, family. This is Naomi B., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater outside Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself, and our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted service, they do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups as a whole. OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. These problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issue, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relation policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at level press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communications. 12. Anonymity is our spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to do service, and I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Naomi B. How our meetings work. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 19, paragraph 2, and I will ask Sherry M. to begin reading. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning, Kathy. Thank you so much for your service. This is Sherry M. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Los Angeles. If we keep on the way we are going, there is little doubt that much good will result. But the surface of the problem would hardly be scratched. Those of us who live in large cities are overcome by the reflection that close by hundreds are dropping into oblivion every day. Many could recover if they had the opportunity we have enjoyed. How then shall we present that which has been so freely given us? What a wonderful paragraph. What a wonderful book. What a wonderful program. If we keep on the way we are going, meaning if I keep, well, I'm just going to do it, you know, with my experience. So if I keep on the way I'm going, which means that I'm working the steps as outlined in this book, I am being of service whenever I can, because that's the magic ticket here, that little good will result. I mean, there's going to be much good that's going to result, not only in the program, if I could help another compulsive overeater. And now, of course, we have all these Zoom meetings that I get to attend meetings across the country. But there's little, you know, there's much good that will also happen in my home. Which then is a trickle-down effect. So this to me is the program that keeps on giving in a positive way. I've never had anything not positive come as a result of surrendering my will and my life over to my higher power and doing the steps as outlined and being of service. I've never said after I was of service to someone, you know, that was a horrible experience, or, you know, I wish I wouldn't have looked at my part in things. I haven't had that. It's always been a positive experience. I live in a big city, and there, you know, there are people dropping into oblivion. I was one of them. So I sat in the room of Overeaters Anonymous, and I thought I was abstinent because I wasn't ingesting refined sugar. And I was dropping out into oblivion by still ingesting other items that were taking me out of the moment. And I love the word oblivion. You know, I love all the language that's used in this book. Oblivion, the state of being unaware, unconscious of what was happening. I was unconscious. I didn't get the component, but I was still ingesting alcoholic foods. I mean, people said they weren't eating what I was eating, but some were, and it was just very, very, very confusing. I found a vision for you at the end of 2018, and my life has since been rocketed into a recovered state, just celebrated over a year of being recovered. And that, you know, I would trade those other 15 years of being in the rooms in oblivion for that 1 year, because what I've gained is the access to the power that's keeping me recovered, which I couldn't get to the power until I put down everything. And so how then shall we present what was so freely given us? Many could recover if they had the opportunity. I never say no to a sponsor request, and the reason being is I could have 10 prospects that I'm giving the opportunity. I'm trying to pass it on how I was given. But this disease is so cunning and powerful and baffling that even though people are saying that they're desperate and they want it, that is still maybe not the bottom, and they have to go do more research. And the only thing that can persuade somebody is the food, and the food is a killer. And this is the time of year when, for compulsive overeaters, it's everything. This is when they drop out into oblivion, right? And I can say that my experiences, I was able to get recovered before the holidays and to stay abstinent. So if I can ever be of service to anybody, my hand is always there, and I pass, and I can't wait to hear from everyone else. Thank you for letting me be of service.
Thank you, Sherry M. Okay, I'd like to take names of people who would like to share, and let me remind you that if you have not shared in the last 2 days, we'd love to hear from you, and otherwise we'd like to ask you to share only every third day so that others may have an opportunity to share as well. So who would like to share today?
Danielle W.
Danielle W.
Kathleen O.
Kathleen O.
Mo K.
Noah K.
Joanne B.
Joanne B.
Judy J. from Illinois.
Judy J. Can I take one more? Okay, we'll start with this good list. Danielle W., Kathleen O., Noah K., Joanne B., and Judy J. Please share with us, Danielle.
Thank you. Good morning. This is such a meaningful paragraph to me right now, especially. I'm recovering. I'm not recovered, but more hopeful than ever before. And I remember for years and years and years, I assumed other people ate the way I did and that other people were struggling every single day the way I was. And but I didn't know there was a solution. I didn't even know OA existed. I'd never even heard the term before. And it wasn't until I listened to somebody speak at a convention that I really started to understand that I had a disease and that I understood that there was a solution. And I realized, you know, as we go into the holidays, I have friends who are struggling on their own and they don't have the gift of the program. And, you know, right now for me, as I continue to work my program and look forward to opportunities to be of service, I ask myself, you know, how then shall we present that which has been so freely given? And it's really something that, you know, I'm asking my higher power for guidance on, because I understand that it's attraction, not promotion. And yet I also realize that there are people who don't know why they're struggling, and they also don't know that there is this incredible gift available. So, you know, I'm grateful today. I'm grateful for the people who shined a light on my journey and gave me opportunities to find healing. And I hope that I, too, can be of service in that way. And with that, I'll pass.
Thanks so much, Danielle W. Kathleen O., please share with us.
Good morning, Kathy. Thank you for your service this morning. This is Kathleen O., recovered in Northern California. So this chapter, there is a solution. It's asking us, how do we carry this message? How do we carry this solution to the hundreds that are dropping into oblivion? And we're told, you know, there's more than just being abstinent, being told that in the previous paragraph, which states eliminating our addictive foods is but a beginning. So how then shall we present that which has been so freely given us? How can I present what was so freely given to me so that others who are suffering don't drop into oblivion? And, you know, I knew I was certainly eating myself into oblivion. So these steps and this way of life is a gift. And it's important for me to present this gift to others in a way that's solid and that I'm humble and I do it with grace. And my actions are always going to speak louder than my words. So if I can genuinely offer my experience, then I can offer hope to others who are feeling hopeless. And that's exactly how the program was presented to me. And it's what worked perfectly and beautifully for me. You know, I have to remember that nothing will so much ensure immunity from taking the bite as intensive work with other compulsive eaters. So it's imperative that I share my experience and show others suffering from this seemingly hopeless state of mind and body the real answer. And, you know, what is the real answer? It's doing what it takes. It's doing the steps and having a spiritual experience. And I've worked with people who start off with a bang. They're all in, they're on board. But then, you know, halfway through, they stop doing the work. And maybe they weren't ready, maybe they weren't done eating. But I've learned not to take this personally, because the first time I did take it personally, it was pretty kind of devastating. But, you know, everyone has their own path, and I just have to let people take their path. So many would recover if they had the opportunity we have enjoyed. You know, this isn't about selling. It's about presenting. And when someone is truly ready, they, too, will immerse themselves in these steps. So I want to help others in a kind, gentle way. And when I help others, I find I get to experience joy and freedom. And these steps are the only solution I've ever found that allowed me to take weight off and keep it off. You know, it's the only solution that solved my eating problem. And I really do want to pass this on. I'll never be cured, but to experience another Thanksgiving, going to bed abstinent at the end of the day, it's a gift we can all experience. So I just, you know, wish all of you an abstinent day tomorrow. Just remember, it's just another Thursday. And happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Kathleen O. Noah K., please share with us. Noah, press star 1 to unmute. Okay, are you
this
there?
Is Mo.
No?
There
yes.
Now, yeah.
Okay, great. Go ahead, Noah.
Yeah, you know, this is Mo K. I think you heard.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mo. I thought it was yep. Noah. Go ahead, Mo.
Yeah, relative newcomer. Been in the meeting about 6 weeks or almost 2 months coming up on. And you know, what I like is when it first sent us about. There's no doubt that there's little doubt much good will result. I mean, part of it is just these steps help take me out of me. And it helped me stop creating so much damn wreckage. Because otherwise, I just have all these resentments and angers, and I think that I'm trying to control everything, and everything should be my way. And I cause all kinds of harm. And just about working the steps and the 10 steps particularly helps me remember what my part in it is and trying to be humble, because I'm just like, you know, I've got all these issues, and so do other people. And, you know, this program, you know, recently I had one of our neighbors died. It was the mom of my son's best friend. And I didn't eat over it. I was able to, instead of just going to oblivion, I was able to feel some of that sadness. And that was a miracle for sure. And I know that, and it also made me reflect on, like, you know, what is, when I die, what's my legacy going to be? Am I going to care about how much time I spend at the office? No, I'm not going to say anything about that. And, you know, sometimes I think my job is to, like, create, you know, a better world, and that's my job solely. but the truth is, like, a lot of that stuff, you know, it comes and goes and it fades, but if I can help one other addict or, you know, recovering addict or compulsive overeater, then, you know, that's one way to have made a contribution in this world. But yeah, living in a big city, I know there's lots of folks who, a society seems to be built around, you know, addictions of one sort or the other. So, yeah, I'd love to be able to get recovered so that I can help pass it on. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mo K. Okay, let's see. Joanne B., please share with us.
Hi, this is Joanne B., recovered in Texas. Thank you so much for your service. I wanted to just chime in today just to thank you so much for the Big Book study, for yesterday's meeting. There were so many things that were said that really helped to lift me up. I was, and then today, you know, with that in mind of not making this our vocation necessarily for most of us, I do wonder, how can I be of assistance to someone else who's still suffering? Because all around me are people who are, you know, dying. They are dropping into oblivion. And sometimes because I'm not with people a lot, they don't see me. I don't have a lot of people who saw me when I was 80 pounds overweight. And so it makes it's a little difficult for me, and I'm anxious to hear more of what people are saying, how they share this in a way of attraction rather than promotion. I'm so grateful that we have this phone line, that we have all these newcomers that come on, where it gives us opportunity to work with those who are seeking help. But I really want to know how I can help those in my community face-to-face where I can at least offer this solution. And it's been a blessing to me, and I'm grateful for all of you who have helped me on my journey and brought me the solution, because it's the first time in my life that I have been free, not only from the food, but all the guilt and shame and ugliness that went with it. And with that, I'm going to pass.
Thank you very much, Joanne B. And Judy J., please share with us.
Good morning. My name is Judy J., recovering compulsive overeater from Central Illinois. This is, I think, just the second time I've shared, but this paragraph really spoke to me. I remember when I came into a different format of OA, and I just didn't understand. My question was, how in the world do these people stay abstinent for years and years? And through that format, it led me to a vision, and I was just so grateful. We take paragraph by paragraph, and I thought about that. If we keep on the way we are going, there is little doubt that much good could result. What a gift of hope to someone coming in. Little doubt, it's just a lot of hope in those two little words. But the surface of the problem would hardly be scratched. My feeling was losing the weight. And it's when I got into vision and with my vision sponsor, and we do this too, we take it a paragraph at a time, the problem really presented itself. And thank goodness for the 12 steps and her guidance. And I don't live in a large city. I live in a very, very rural area. Don't see people a lot. But when I do go out to the store, I do see
people that are still suffering. And as they have said, some don't even know they are. And that's okay. I just know for myself, there's been a better way. It just amazes me that connecting up with my higher power, because I definitely had a spiritual disease, has really led me in so many ways. And that was my opportunity. I had my Ebby several years ago. She wasn't even in OA. She was in Al-Anon. And I didn't even know what 12 steps meant and had not been ever exposed to that type of a meeting. And I said, well, what's this OA all about? And she said, Judy, if it's a 12-step meeting, it's a good meeting. And in the back of my mind, I have to confess, I thought, is there 12 steps going into the hospital? Is there? I didn't even know what she meant by that. So I've come a long way. And by being rural, everything my recovery has had to be on the phone. But I talk to people all over the world. And I may or may not ever see them. But freely given to me, I give back. If somebody called, I try and return their call within 24 hours. Because it's so important to me, what I have been given, that I need to pass it along. And I know I'm getting ready to sponsor, and I'm just so blessed for that. I've been given so much. I get excited about giving it back. And thank you all for your service. I'm just so grateful for Vision. It's really brought my program and my self-awareness and where I really am in this world, and I'm just grateful. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Judy J., for your share. Okay, I'd love to take some new names. If you haven't shared in the last 2 days, please feel free to put your name on the list. Who would like to share?
Alexis M. from California.
Okay, Alexis M. Who else would like to share?
Jill C.
Was that Jim C?
Jill.
Jill C. Thank you, Jill.
Marvel P.
Greg.
Marvel P.
Margo P.
Margo P. Got it, Margo.
Ronnie Sandra B.
Sandra B. And there was someone behind Sandra.
Ronnie Greg B. in Boston.
I heard Greg, but there was another female voice. Who was that?
Ronnie B.
Ronnie B. Okay. And Greg, what's the first initial of your last name, please? Okay, we'll get that later. Anyone else want to share? Still have
Jessica
room.
Jessica S.
Jessica S. Okay, let's go with that, and we still may have more time. We'll see how the time goes. I have Alexis M., Jill C., Margo P., Sandra B., Greg from New York, Wani B., and Jessica S. Alexa M., please share with us.
Hello, my name is Alexis. I am a recovering compulsive overeater. I'm new to OA Vision for You, so this is my first week, and this Friday, will be 15 years sober in AA, and I have a lot of experience with the Big Book. I was very, very fortunate with my sponsorship lineage, where we just did the book. I read the book with my sponsor and the 12 and 12. And he told me that I'm not only going to be doing the steps, but I'm showing you how to sponsor other men. And so what attracted me to OA Vision for You was that a friend of mine from AA said, I'm in this 12-step food program, but they're really doing the program, you know, that they're studying the book, and, you know, I think you might be interested. And I love it. I'm so grateful that I found this program. And really, you know, this paragraph, and I want to talk about this paragraph in the way that I've understood it over the past 15 years. And the big book is a text. And so when it says stuff like we, how shall we present what was so freely given to us? It's not saying we today in this fellowship, right? It's what were they going to do? How shall we, the first 100, present what was so freely given to us? And then it goes on to say after that, we published this anonymous volume. And we're going to show people the program. If you do the program in this book, you can recover, you know. So I would be so grateful and so honored to recover from compulsive overeating, to be in a position when someone asks me for help, I know how to give what was freely given to me. I'm going to present them this volume, right? I'm going to follow the instructions in the big book. And, you know, as far as attraction rather than promotion, that's a public relations policy, right? So that has nothing to do with me and my ability to maybe speak to a coworker or speak to a friend in my community. Our public relations policy is attraction rather than promotion, maintaining personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. So I want to share, you know, on the topic of the paragraph and on some of the other things that were touched on, because that stuff can get confusing. And there's nothing stopping me from approaching somebody with my, you know, 4 days and somebody that's struggling at my work and saying, hey, I found this program. You might want to check it out, because that has nothing to do with public relations. So anyway, thank you, and I will pass.
Thank you, Alexis M. Jill C., please share with us.
Hi, this is Jill C. I am a recovering overeater and sugar addict in Northern California. This is my first time sharing, and wow, I'm a little nervous. I've been on this line for about 3 weeks, today is 4 weeks. And I am just so grateful that someone early on gave me this information. And once I found a vision for you, I have not turned away. I love this paragraph, and it is exciting to me that with the excitement that I have, I can recover and then help others, because someone touched on this, there's so much hope. And I'm just excited to get there. I know that there's going to be some interesting things revealed. I know that there are some character defects, and, you know, at first I thought, like, how could I, how have I hurt anyone with my eating? It's just been me. So anyway, I know I have a lot to learn, but I'm just excited to learn and change. And I sense the freedom. I feel some of it now, and I know more is going to come. And to help someone be able to have that freedom is a great gift. So thank you so much. And thank you for being here for as we go into the holiday season, where this has been probably the most challenging time of the year for me. And now with Vision, I know I can reach out and not go through it alone. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Jill C. Margo P., please share with us.
Hi, everyone. My name is Margo. I'm a compulsive eater, Florida. And thank you for giving me the opportunity. Thank you for doing the service, because this is what it's all about, doing the service and giving the message. Because, you know, it says keep on the way. If I was to keep going and I was doubting about this program, I was doubting about the big book, I was doubting the recovery process. And so coming into this program, I had to understand this, but I had to do it with a sponsor, because even my own device, I just don't know what I'm doing. And I'm grateful, you know, I'm grateful that I'm still abstinent. It's one day at a time. Yes, I come from a many times of relapse in my past. And then we have this holiday coming up, you know, for tomorrow. And I have a family member who passed away, and we're going to miss him on that table. And so it's going to be hard for me. It's going to be hard. And I'm just going to keep praying for my higher power to be with me at that moment and to be available for others, because, you know, I got to give this program back and give it back in recovery and with the 12 steps. Because, you know, knowing this program, I cannot do it alone. I got to give it away. And I know I'm still sick because it talks about recovered, but I'm still in the journey of recovering one day at a time. And so thank you for allowing me to share. And for the newcomer, yes, keep coming and get a sponsor, because can't do it alone. Thank you. Bye-bye. I'll pass.
Thank you, Margot P. Sandra B., please share with us. Sandra, press star 1 to unmute.
Can you hear me?
Now I can. Thank you, Sandra.
Okay. I'm sorry. I've had the mute button on also. I'm from Roanoke, Virginia, and I have been in OA for maybe 5 years and could not get abstinence. And my sponsor recently said we're going to do something different and had me going to meetings every day and meeting them once a week and going to the big book. But maybe two, maybe 3 weeks ago or 2.5, he had me listen to A Vision for You. And I can't tell you how many phone calls you wonderful people have reached out to me. It's unbelievable. I'm just in shock, really. And so I have gone from hopeless to having hope beyond hope. And God has had the right person say the right thing when you ask the questions of what have you done, how have you done it, and a little bit of your story. It's exactly what I needed to hear. So the 12-step work is being done. The passion you'll have of doing what you need to do and being recovered is truly being done there. And it's just amazing to see, and I hope to go from being recovering to recovered one day. But you've given me that hunger and that passion for this program that I've never had before. I've just had wanting to lose weight, which I couldn't do. But thank you again for everything, and thank you for all y'all service work. I really do appreciate everything what you did, and I pray that everybody has a good holiday tomorrow and have a clean abstinence day. So thank you for letting me share. I can't believe I'm doing this where I'm new here, but with that, I'm going to pass. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, Sandra B. And Greg from New York, can you give me the first initial of your last name, Greg? Please share.
Hey, this is Greg K, actually, from Boston.
Oh, Boston. Sorry, Greg.
Yep.
Go ahead.
No problem. Again, I'm out walking, and I wasn't really able to hear much of the reading, but I'm listening to people speak and getting the gist of it, I think. I'm relatively new. I haven't felt this type of hope in a long time, and I've never had the desire to be more connected to people and pay more attention to people in a long time. And the freedom from that self-absorption feels like a miracle. Been doing these daily walks with the meeting in my ear. I haven't done morning walks ever. Typically would wake up, sit in my apartment and immediately go into the self-absorbed self-pity party, which would lead immediately to all types of self-medicating and compulsive eating. Abstinent today, feeling inspired to make a food plan, looking forward to the day, and, you know, can't wait to the day when I can say I'm recovered and, you know, receive calls and make out more outreach calls and experience the magic of this program. So with that, just thank you for your service, and thanks to everyone who shared and on the line. And thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you, Greg K. Please keep coming back. Wani B., please share with us.
Thank you. This is Rani B., in Missouri, compulsive overeater. I love this meeting. And I can understand the love of the fellowship and the people in it. So I want to thank everyone for helping me. I'm coming up on my 1 year of abstinence in this program. And that's as far as I've ever come. And I'm in the program over 30 years. So at this point, you know, in terms of giving back, I'm not the best. I'm not the worst. And that's a miracle. So it's not black and white. So I do sponsor, and I've sponsored a number of people. At this point, I'm sponsoring someone working on abstinence, but about a handful of people decided to not do that. And I really don't take that personally, but it's discouraging, because if there's one thing I've learned in this program is that I do better when I'm sponsoring. And so I will continue to put my name out. And I have a great sponsor, so the whole giving back thing is so essential for me. And this year has been, has nothing to do with COVID, by the way, but this has been one of the toughest years, with probably five major stresses going on in my life, and for the most part at the same time. And the whole idea that I did not eat during those times is absolutely a miracle. And so when people ask me, you know, give me an example of why you would do that, it's very simple, because after one of our readings, the next line is being convinced. I am so convinced that if I pick up again, and I can't be so arrogant to say, I will never pick up again. That's great if it's someone else. It's not me. But I am convinced that without this program and doing the work, I will do that again. But I'm also convinced that if I continue doing this work, I will stay abstinent. And I understand I have a choice. So I just want to thank every single person for helping me, whether you're doing a reading or you're chairing or you're sharing. It has all helped me tremendously. So I'm a very grateful and recovered. And the only reason why I can say recovered today, and I couldn't when I came in, it's because the book says we've recovered from a hopeless state of mind and body. I am still a compulsive overeater. However, I am recovered from a hopeless state of mind and body. I am no longer hopeless, and if I work the program, I will keep my abstinence. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Thank you so much, Ronnie B. And Jessica S., please share with us.
Hi there, my name is Jessica S. from Wisconsin. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I've been abstinent almost 5 months. It'll be 5 months tomorrow, God willing, ironically, because Thanksgiving has always been a big binge holiday for me. But the reason I'm calling is because I was thinking about the passage that was read about people passing into oblivion and countless people, and I see one right in front of me, my brother, and he's been in the hospital like 3 times with sepsis due to a wound, but it's because he's so tall and so big, and, you know, and I can see it. I can see him reaching for oblivion, and it scares me, which is a good thing that scares me. But as someone who's, I have, my higher power did give me neutrality around food, thank God. About 3 months ago, I I work the steps with my sponsor, and, you know, I do feel that neutrality, but I'm going to see him tomorrow, and, you know, he's seen me do many, many different things over the years, many different diets and plans and whatever, and so I will never be the one that can reach out to him, but I'm really hoping that tomorrow I can be an example of a recovered person, and that I can be sane, and I can be of service to him. And, you know, my higher power is going to come with me. My higher power likes Thanksgiving as well. And, you know, and I'm just really praying for that, because I want him to see recovery. And, you know, I'm already in Al-Anon, so don't worry about that. But so I understand, you know, the detachment and things like that. But inviting my higher power in, really, just to focus on being of service. It's not about the food. My problem has never been about the food. My problem is living, and food was the solution. And but that's not the true anymore. My higher power is. And so I just have to trust that he has a higher power regardless of what happens. And I can trust my higher power, and I'll focus on me tomorrow. Not on me, actually. I'm going to focus on being of service, but that's how I can be an example rather than a promoter. You know, we want to attract this. And if he asks, he's like, oh, you're doing well, you know, and I'll tell him, I'll say, hey, it's OA, you know, but if he doesn't, I'm not going to offer it, because he's, like I said, he's seen me a million times do different things. So this is the longest time I've been abstinent. I'm very grateful for this meeting. Sorry I started babbling. This is the first time I've shared. So, but I'm grateful to be here. Thank you for all your service, and I'll pass. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jessica Ace S. We have time for one more two-minute share. Would anybody like to take that share?
Riley S. in Colorado.
Lauren H.
Ahead, Riley S. Thank you.
It's actually Lara Lee S.
Oh, I'm sorry.
L-A-R-A. That's okay. In Lara Colorado.
Lee. Okay. Go ahead, Laura Lee.
Thank you. This has been such a great meeting. I'm so grateful that I got on the meeting. And this is really hitting home for me. This paragraph is the lead into why they wrote the book. And it goes back to the paragraph on the page before, the ex-problem drinker was found the solution, can win the entire confidence of another alcoholic in a few hours. And you know, they didn't just write the book to communicate the precise instructions, which they talk about earlier, because they did, but because the message had to come from other alcoholics. That, you know, they're looking around, thousands are dropping into oblivion, and, you know, they had people who travel for business who would reach out in different cities about how to reach these people, and they could have chosen to submit the precise instructions to a medical journal and try to reach doctors. They could have tried to reach out to families. Not that they didn't, you know, that's not happening, but what they realized was that, and it has to be from another alcoholic. That's the only way, and that's what I found with my eating. Was that it was when someone said something that I was like, oh my God, they know exactly, they've experienced the same thing I'm experiencing. And I didn't even realize it was powerlessness, but that's what they're able to communicate. And when I, you know, I hit my bottom after a 15-year relapse last spring and 2 days after the shutdown, and I thought, oh my God, what am I going to do? And I woke up the next morning and thought, I can get on the phone meeting. And I got on this meeting and someone said something about how they have these alcoholic foods that if they have one bite, they have to eat all of it. They can't control it. And I thought, oh my God, that's what's happening with me. Maybe this will work for me. And that's where my willingness came from. And it has worked for me. I can't even believe the amount of relief I've had, just things I didn't even think were connected to my compulsive overeating, but I haven't eaten compulsively since March 16th, since March 15th. And everything in my life has improved. Everything, my relationships, my job. I'm so grateful. So thank you, everyone. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Laura Lee S. And thank you to everyone today who has shared, who have listened and are here. It's been a great meeting, and I thank you all. close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164 and then say the Serenity Prayer together. Jody E., would you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes, I will. Thank you for the opportunity. My name is Jody E., a grateful, recovered compulsive overeater in California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.